Good evening, millionaires. Welcome to the Stock Market Show, where we meet every evening at 7 p.m. to discuss, analyze, and learn about the stock markets. I think I should mention Amal Anil here, who's almost every day he is here. As soon as the show is listed on YouTube, he is here and he sends a hi message. So a special shout out, a mention to Amal Anil. Hi, Amal Anil. So anyways, a really good day. I'm in a super happy mood, mostly because, see, I chose not to trade on Tuesday, not to trade on Wednesday. So, when I do that, I keep getting messages personally asking, hey, aren't you wasting opportunities? Is it actually right to stay away from the market? But I always say, the goal here is not to trade every day. The goal here is not to trade in the maximum possible opportunity. The goal is to reach the target that you have set for yourself. The goal is to reach the level of success that you have set for yourself. And I've made my targets public and I've reached there today. So I'm super happy with that, right? So as I've mentioned in the title, it looks like a volatile day, right? Nifty, Bank Nifty, especially moving down, moving up, breaking major supports, then coming back up, then moving down and breaking another support. So yes, there was intraday volatility, but if you look from a distance, it is in fact a consolidating day. And I had a really good day, made 1.5% profits on my capital, which is, hey, more than my weekly targets, right? So yeah, a super good day. But most importantly, we can see Nifty and Bank Nifty still at major supports. We've been talking about 17,200 as the support in Nifty, beautifully being respected today. We've been talking about 36,500 as an important support in Bank Nifty. Again, respected today, not sure, right? Because for a moment, 36,500 was broken. Bank Nifty actually went down till 36,400. Then came strength and Bank Nifty could close above 36,500. That's one good thing. But again, in between, that support was indeed broken. Right, so that's what happened in the market today. And we've been speaking about how for three consecutive days, Bank Nifty continuously outperformed Nifty. So that did not happen anymore. Right. So today, Bank Nifty underperforming Nifty is what we could see. And that too by a huge margin. Nifty closing up by 0.16%, where Bank Nifty closed down by 0.65%. So majorly down. And who saved Nifty? It's IT stocks and purely IT stocks. Again, with a little bit of help from Reliance, which saved Nifty. And that's how Nifty could close above 17,200, and that too in the green today, right? So, yeah. Anyways, let's get right into the show and discuss all about that without further ado. So, the name is Shari Shamsuddin. Welcome to the Stock Market Show. Speaking about the trade ideas that were shared in the live feed section, did not do that well. Among all the trade ideas that got triggered, just one went into stop loss, so that is SBI. So that trade did not do well. But again, speaking about my option selling trades, seeing the huge gap up opening and seeing how Nifty and Bank Nifty were coming down, I kind of waited for the markets to stabilize and then I sold a 1700 puts, okay? In Nifty, I sold a 1700 put and on the call side, I started selling 17500 calls and from 17500 calls, I booked profits everywhere till 17300 calls, right? So I sold a 17500 call, 450 calls, 400 calls, 350 calls. So I kept booking profits everywhere, freeing my capital and kept moving down. And eventually I even ended up selling 17300 calls. And that's how I could make near 1.5% profits on my capital in a single day, right? And as I said, I did post about the same on social media. I posted it on Instagram, but hey, as time goes, I'll make it more time sensitive. As soon as I end it, I'll try to update the trades on Instagram, on Twitter, and probably on LinkedIn as well, right? So that's the plan. So looking forward to seeing all of you there as well. So before moving ahead, I can see Jibin Joy mentioning here ended with 17150 P and 17250 calls. Oh my God, Jibin. I don't know how many of you follow and understand option selling. If you do, you would probably understand the emotional rush that Jibin would have gone through holding on to 17250 calls at the end, right? Nifty beautifully spiked towards the end. If you remember, there was a huge, huge spike in Nifty where, in fact, let me check. Nifty, in fact, the last candle went up till 17290, right? But the weighted average closed at 17,248. I would really love to know how the day went for you, Jibin Joy. What the emotions were. I'm sure you can write a good comment. Let me definitely read that and feel what you went through, right? So that's amazing. Cool. So yeah, let's enter the first segment of the show, Markets Today. So speaking all about today, I mean, getting into the market today, the pre-market today was more important versus the US Fed meeting and the announcements, decisions around that, right? Let me say that the announcements came in line with expectations, and that's why the US markets beautifully started moving up yesterday, right? So we saw almost all the US indices moving up yesterday, and that's the reason why we expected a major gap up opening today, and we really got that, right? So that went according to expectations. So to be very specific, what came out of the Fed meeting is, number one, no change in interest rates at all again, right? So inflation is on the rise. US numbers are actually showing it. Inflation is absolutely on the rise. Inflation is on the rise. And that's when the Fed should intervene and the interest rates should be played around with. But that still is not happening is what we can see. Maybe the Fed and the central reserves all around the world, they're waiting it out, waiting for the economy to still recover from the post-pandemic slowdown. So maybe they're just giving it out time, maybe next month or even a few months after is my when we might hear interest rate changes, right? Otherwise, US Fed did say that tapering rate will be doubled and bond purchase will be ended by March 2022. So again, those are all in lines with expectations, and that's how and why the markets moved up, right? Now looking into Nifty and Bank Nifty, again, Nifty opening with a huge gap up at 17380, right? Quickly moving down. Suddenly came below 17,300, then got trapped. Yeah, actually got trapped in the consolidation support zone of 17,200 to 17,300. That's what happened. So, in fact, throughout the day, it consolidated between 17,200 and 300. Towards the end, it did try to break 17,200 towards the lower side. Took support at 17,190, which again, that's the zone there, right? 17,190 to 17,200. Took support there and started moving up with a lot of strength. Again, as I said in the introduction, today is a day where, except for Nifty IT, all the other sectoral indices closed in the red. So yeah, it's thanks to Nifty IT and thanks to Reliance that Nifty could close in the green. So Reliance is up by 1.27%, Infosys is up by more than 2%, TCS up by 0.4%. But again, other IT stocks like HCL Tech, Wipro, TechM, all of them ended in the green. So yeah, again, repeating the same thing which I said, which is thanks to IT stocks and Reliance, Nifty could close up and in the green. Otherwise, Nifty mid-cap, small-cap, everything closed in the red is what we could see. Speaking about Bank Nifty, again, all the major banks moving down in the day. At one point of time, HDFC Bank started moving up, then started moving down. So again, Bank Nifty, the most important observation there is we saw the largest colloid build up at 37,000 yesterday, right? And I wasn't sure about that. I was a bit skeptical. And again, there was a gap up opening. Bank Nifty opened at 37,100 and 37,000 call option sellers would have been in trouble. But again, depending on the premium, but all of a sudden, within a few candles, Bank Nifty went below 37,000 and there was no looking back. All the major supports kept breaking first 36, 800 to 900, 750, all of them kept breaking. In fact, towards the end, when 36,500 was broken, I was a bit worried. But hey, the markets came back up and Bank Nifty could close above 36,500, which is, in fact, a good indication for the market, right? Speaking about the buzzing stocks from the day, Bajaj Finance, right? I mean, we've been speaking about how the Bajaj twins have been moving down with strength consecutively for the last many days. So Bajaj Finance coming back up and closing 2.5% up. So good to see that happening, right? And then Hindalco, I mean, close 1.7% down. Nifty Metal itself had a bad day today. So Nifty Hindalco leading the top losers start today, right? And when I mention, or when I say, except for Nifty IT, all the other sectoral indices closed in the red, none of them actually closed more than 1% down. I mean, major indices I'm talking about. They're just 0.5, 0.6, 0.7% down. So it's not a major down moving day. It was just consolidation with slight negative bias, I would say. TVS Motors, we did discuss about this yesterday. TVS Motors tying up with BMW two-wheeler electric vehicle, electric bikes to be precise, right? But again, TVS Motors moving down by 5.5% today, right? 5.5%. And again, but Nifty Auto also had a really bad day. Maruti Suzuki also moving down by 1.5%, right? And now coming to FIIDA activities, FII is selling for 1,468 crores and DIA is buying for 1,535 crores. So yeah, that's that. Yeah, moving ahead into the next segment of the show, markets tomorrow. So here again, things are looking bright and sunny and greenery everywhere. Europe actually opened with a major gap up just like us, then started moving down just like us. But then came a sharp recovery in the European market. So now if you look into the European markets, it's a really volatile day out there in the European markets. But the gap up is still sustained. It's not in our case, not like our case where there was a gap up opening and it was completely carved and the markets came down. Right? That's not happening in the Europe. The gap ups are sustained. UK and France, both of them are trading more than 1% up. Again, speaking about the US markets, again, US futures are well in the green. So let's see. They're definitely going to open with the gap up. Let's see if the gap up is going to be sustained or not. So on the international front, we are seeing the markets are moving up again after the very important Fed Reserve meeting. The markets are moving up. And we kind of moved down today and we are still taking rested supports. Right? It's not like we've broken major supports. Even then, for the next expiry in the OI chain, I'm seeing major call OI buildup. Call OI buildups at 17,500, 17,400, at 7,300. Call options written everywhere today for the next expiry is what we can see, which I think is a bit interesting. Because I feel, downside is still limited, right? We had a lot of triggers. The markets did move down. Now it's trying to move up. And again, US Fed meeting was, it could have acted as a negative trigger and it didn't, right? Now it's time for the markets to move up or even consolidate here is what I feel. So as soon as market is between the whole 17,200 to 17,600 range, it's pure consolidation. This is exactly what I said in the last Sunday live. 17,200 to 17,600 is immediate consolidation and 17,000 to 17,700, 800 is higher level consolidation, right? And markets, Nifty is beautifully inside this race. Now, 18,000 definitely looks far-fetched for December expiry even. Yeah, that's what I feel at least as of now. From here, what I expect to see, the major level I'm watching out for is 17,200 in Nifty. As I've been repeating throughout the week, 17,200 as a support in Nifty, 36,500 as a support in Bank Nifty, which was kind of tested and broken today. So let's keep watching the similar levels. And if these are broken with strength, and if that breakdown is sustained, that's when we can probably start worrying about a market at least a little bit. Otherwise, things are good in the market, nothing's wrong. In fact, this week was great for option sellers, right? Even if you would have started selling from Tuesday or a Monday, you could have definitely made a lot of money. But hey, when a single day on Thursday itself is giving you more than your targets, then why do all the extra hard work is what I feel. Anyways, make sure that you read my pre-market report at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow to enter tomorrow's market with a lot of confidence. And owing to a lot of reasons, I don't have a watch list prepared. So as usual, I'll be putting up the watch list inside the Market Feed app tomorrow morning, right? So I'll definitely be doing that. Check it out if you're interested. I do see there are a few super chats and that's normal, right? It's an expiry. A lot of us traded together. And I guess most of us made 95% of us made profits today, probably. So it was a really good day. So let me look into the super chats. The number one is from Nihal Bandapalli. Okay, nice. 4.15% profit, highest in a day. Started with 17,500 in the end, sold 17,250 CE and PE. Thank you for giving us trade rooms where we can talk and trade. Amazing, Nihal Bandapalli. I'm jealous now. 4% in a day. Shit. Amazing. Right. I'm more interested in the second line that you have written where thank you for giving us trade rooms where we can talk and trade, right? Nihal, give me some more time. A lot of them in the community know that something's happening in the back end. Nihal, you'll also be knowing that really soon, even before the public gets to know it. So I'm sure you'll find it really interesting. So something's definitely coming soon. The next one is from Jibin Joy. I did ask him a few questions. So Jibin is saying, oh, come on. When I said I felt jealous hearing what Nihal Bandapalli said, making 4% today, Jibin Joy, in fact, made 5.5% today and 6.65% profit for the week. My best ever week in option selling. Thank you, brother. Bash 23 is what Jibin Joy is saying. 6% in a week. I'll have to control this, I feel. 5.5% in a day. I wish. Amazing, right? So again, so Nihal also said the same. It's all about trading together, being in a trade room where we all discuss our ideas and trading together. So if you still haven't experienced it, be a part of MarketFeed. So you can go to marketfeed.com. You can either enroll to my program or Abdul's program or Ajay's program and be a part of our trading community where we all trade together. We exchange our ideas in the market, live in the market. When the market is on and happening, we are all there talking to each other, exchanging our ideas, sharing the trades that we have entered, and that's how we trade together in MarketFeed, right? And that's what I'm trying to build, that scale, because stock market education and training has always been through recorded videos or live classes. I believe these classes and learnings are just theoretical, and that has only the kind of value it can have. What matters is live trading, right? When you are in the market, trading together in the live market, sharing the trades then and there, sharing the analysis. And that's what we do at MarketFeed.com, right? So yeah, you can go to www.marketfeed.com. Next weekend is when the next batch is happening. So if you're interested in either option selling or intraday futures trading or swing trading, you can enroll to the program that you find interesting, right? So yeah, Jibin Joy, I mean, this is a bit too much. The kind of community I developed, I always say, to be a bit more conservative. But to see that you sold 7250 calls, man, it's very interesting. Again, I can see Marwan Faisal also from the community making 6% today, right? I mean, those who were in the trade room with me today, I saw Shuaib here. So those who were in the trade room with me today, so I was constantly referring to this. At one point, I knew I would end up with 1.5 or even more than percentage. And then I could see more opportunities. And then we were having a kind of discussions where, hey, I just traded one day in a week and there are more opportunities in which I enter, probably I can end the day with even 2.5%. And then we had a discussion in the trade room. Should we even do it? I mean, we already achieved our targets. It's all good. That too within a day. Should we actually overkill it, overdo? And we thought, hey, let's relax and just be happy with the profits, right? I hope whoever in the trade room, remember it, right? Anyways. Next one is again from Praveen Kumar Venugopala Panikar. Happy. Just followed your trades and the most peaceful 1% is super. Happy to hear that, PKV Praveen. The next one is from Arif Anwar. How much margin you use to enter a trade? How much margin you keep available for adjustments and firefighting? Any specific money management tips? So again, that's from Arif Anwar. Right? So Arif, the way I trade, again, the way I trade personally, the way I teach to trade option selling, I use 100% of my margin when I enter a trade. I do not keep aside a single rupee for management and adjustment, because if things go well, this is money that can go into waste. And you should calculate your returns on the sum of these two only, right? So I have a money management technique where I can put in my whole capital and still I can manage and firefight and adjust and come out with real good risk reward ratio, right? A 1:1 risk reward ratio is what I do in my option selling. That too by using 100% of my capital in one go. So that's what I do. Basit Mohammed Ashani, 1.75% profit this week, took 36,237,300. Happy to hear that, Basit. Fahim Ansari, Ashan, made 10% by trading today only. The best expiry so far in my journey. Made this month a net break even as I had 10% loss in the first week. Good to hear that anyways. But again, I mean, what is happening to our community? 4, 5, now 10% in a day. Super, super happy to see that. Amazing, amazing. Cool. Okay, Mohit Technical is saying, I wait all day for your trade, but I didn't find any updates. I'm really sorry, Mohit. I'm just getting to that, right? So I've been doing this for more than 1 year, you should understand. Whenever I enter a trade, I go and put it in my Discord. That's what I've been doing so far. Now the plan is to, again, even probably make it public so that you can benefit from it. You can learn more from it. From next week, I'll try to update it more diligently, I guess, right? Cool. Basit Mohammed asking again, Ashan, did you get a time to talk to Naveen? Naveen hasn't updated me on the same and I didn't ask about the same to him as well. So let me do it today. So Mohammed Sharif has said the first bye. So that's it from my side for tonight. I hope you all had a great week for sure. Not just me. I mean, looking into what you made so this week, it feels like I had a really normal week and you all had a blast of a week. Super happy to see this. Looking forward to the next 2 expiries this year, right? And year is ending. Just 2 expiries. Let's make sure we end this year on a high. With that being said, wishing you all the very best for tomorrow. This is Mr. Adishaktam signing off. Stay safe, stay invested. Wish you a very good night.